You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the incredible and amazing KE Radio Show here every single Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. I know this is not T. Smiley. That's right. It's Father's Day weekend, and it is Juneteenth celebration weekend. So we're giving our fathers that want to take a moment off to spend some time with their children an opportunity to do that. And T. Smiley is one of those incredible fathers. He actually was interviewed last night on a brand new show called Friday Night Hype with DB. And we're actually going to check that interview out here in just a few seconds. I have another radio personality, the incredible Rye of the Ken and Rye Show. Their show airs today at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Listen, she said I'm showing up to the studio early today. What's up, Rye?
Hi, how you doing? I'm good.
We are absolutely fabulous and looking forward to your show today at 2 o'clock.
I am too. It's great to be back.
It's great to be back. Now, if you know anything about this youth show, the Ken and Rye Show, this is their seventh season doing the Ken and Rye Show, and their show only airs from June to August. So you guys, this is their first show back today in 2021. We're super excited about it. It's going to be an amazing show. Listen, today we're going to honor some extraordinary fathers. One of those fathers is Mr. T. Smiley himself. He was interviewed, like I said, yesterday on an amazing show, Friday Night Hype with DB. We got some amazing brand new shows. You have got to go check them out. Go to WeTalkRadio.com, WeTalkRadio.com. This is an extraordinary opportunity to honor our fathers, and that's what we're going to do today for Father's Day weekend. Don't forget, it is Juneteenth celebration as well. Shout out to Opal Lee from Fort Worth, Texas, doing amazing things down there, making sure that Juneteenth National Day was signed into effect by President Joe Biden. So that is super incredible. We are excited to have Juneteenth as an official national holiday. And guess what? We are going to celebrate it every single year. This year, we're celebrating by being on the air live. This is a live radio show. Shout out to T. Smiley. He is in the building, but he said, I just want to sit back and relax today. And so that is exactly what he's going to be able to do. But I do have my girl, Miss Rye, in the building holding it down. We also have some other little special guests that will be joining me in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Lots of surprises today right here on the KE Radio Show. Shout out to all the cavemen on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hey, everybody, this is your girl, your gal, your pal, DB. You may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. I'm the producer on that show. But guess what? Me and the We Talk Radio team were talking, and they were like, you know what, Destiny, you need your own show. So here it is. This is our first show with our special guest. We have three special guests. This is our first special guest, Mr. T. Smiley. Let's give him a round of applause. Woo, woo, woo.
What's up?
Mr. Chief Smiley, for being here. What's up? Today, it is our Father's Day episode. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers, the father figures, the stepdads, the crazy dads, the chill dads, the cool dads, everybody out there, all the heavenly fathers. We just pray that you guys have an amazing, awesome Father's Day. And yeah, let's get this episode started. Are you ready? Are you ready, Mr. Chief Smiley?
I'm ready.
For these questions?
I'm excited to be here today.
Awesome. Yes. I'm so excited that you're here. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day and letting me interview you. I am very excited, like I said. So let's get this started.
Give a little introduction of yourself.
All right. My name is T. Smiley. I am the director of operations here on We Talk Radio Network. I also have a Saturday show called The Cave Radio Show. I am a professional drummer. I'm a minister of music at my uncle's church. I'm a mentor, a father of two beautiful daughters.
That's great. Love it.
I was reading an article about being a girl dad. I know you're a girl dad. And I'm so, you know, that's just so cool because you don't see a lot of people, you know, talking about being a girl dad. And it started in 2020. So Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. He had an interview with Ellie Duncan from the ESPN Sports Center, and he talked about, and Elle Duncan, he talked about, you know what, Mr. Bryant, how does it feel having all girls in your house, all girls? And I believe he has five girls. And he said, how does it feel being having all girls? Like, are you sad that, you know, you don't have a boy in your house, you know, so somebody to continue your legacy? And he said, absolutely not. Like, I have beautiful girls and I love being a girl dad. And I remember ever since then, I've seen pictures of celebrities and just other dads just shouting out being a girl dad, which I think is absolutely awesome because I've never heard of that term. But when, you know, Kobe Bryant started it, everybody started, you know, picking it up, and it was just absolutely awesome. But how does it feel, Mr. T. Smiley, you know, you being a girl dad?
You know, it feels great. I mean, one thing I can say, just to be honest, like, you know, when I first, you know, found out I was going to be a dad, and, you know, me being a man, you know, the first thing come to mind is, oh, I hope it's a boy. But
right.
when I found out it was a girl, I was even more excited, you know, just because the simple fact that, you know, I have an older sister that has all girls. I remember saying this, when I have my first child, it's going to be a boy. I ain't trying to have all girls. That's all you. But, you know, like I said, when I found out I was having my first girl, it was just amazing. And then the next time when I found out another girl, it was like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? So it taught me a lot. It slowed me down a lot, but I love it. I actually love it.
Right. That's absolutely awesome. So you said your first reaction, like, what was when you found out you were gonna have all girls, was your first reaction like, oh my God, we, like, you know, maybe we can, you know, try again and have a boy? Like, what was your first reaction? What was the first thing that came to your head?
Try again. I gotta try it again. That was my first reaction. I gotta try again. I'm thankful that I had my daughter first, but I was like, man, I gotta try again now. I gotta get that boy. You know, I was teased. I had, you know, uncles tease me, oh, man, you ain't a man yet until you get that boy. So I gotta try.
Right. Yep, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so, you know, you have two amazing girls. What is your favorite personality trait about both of them? Or, like, what's some, one thing that you notice? You're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I see that that's in, you know, your sister, but that's not, you know, in your other sister. So.
Okay. So, the older girl, my oldest daughter, she, what I see in her is, you know, real sports, you know, she's very adventurous. She likes sports, you know, she'll get out there and sweat and play and run hard with the other kids, especially the boys, you know what I mean? So I see sports more in her than I do with my younger daughter. She's right now, she's my smart girly girl. I call her the girly girl because she's like the princess. She want to make sure everything is done right. You know, she want to make sure she's looking right. She want to make sure her hair is done. She want to make sure her clothes is right and all that. So, you know,
as
I see
she
this.
Should.
Yeah. So.
Yes.
I'm sure my oldest one is going to get there, but yeah.
Awesome. Very, very clean. They so you saying they have like very opposite personalities, but they kind of, you know, just complement each other really good.
Yeah. They complement each other real good to it's time for them to share something, or it's time for them to, you know, my oldest daughter, she right now she's maturing. So she's wanting her own space more than being with her little sister, and her little sister doesn't understand, and they kind of go back and forth on that, like, you know, move out of my, you know, out of my space, or this and that.
Yep.
You know, I'm just trying to chill, you know what I'm saying? You come here messing with me, just leave me alone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my oldest daughter. So I totally get it. I totally know what you're coming from. It's like, hey, I love you, but I'm gonna need you to back up. I really need my space right now.
Yep.
Exactly. So what is your favorite thing to do with them? Because the statistics show that, you know, dads hanging out with their daughters build such a great bond, and it helps them, you know, problem solve. It helps them overcome challenges, have more self-esteem, and, you know, feel a lot more secure in the world.
Well, I would say one thing that we've kind of grown close to, I mean, we always, you know, love to sit, you know, just sit up and watch movies, or, you know, just hang out, let them play with their toys, and they want me involved and stuff like that. But I think now that it's hot, you know, it's summertime,
right.
what we like to do now really is fly kites, or, you know, go walking and stuff like that, which is pretty cool because I get to experience them, you know, just opening up, talking to me, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, me actually listening to what they're saying and different ideas and stuff that they have right now. So it's amazing to sit there and listen to them, you know? So just spending that quality time with them pretty much is the favorite out of both, you know, myself and theirs. If you ask them what's your favorite thing to do, it's just being with daddy, because, you know, once they with me, it don't matter what we do, you know what I'm saying? So
sweet. Yeah. I love that. And I know that, you know, you're probably, you know, despising the age where they're like, you know what, I don't want to be near my dad, I want to be with my friends. So what is one thing, you know, about, you know, that quality time that you just really soak up with them, no matter what y'all are doing, that you really just, you know, you just soak up that time with them? What is one thing that's like, you know what, this might not happen again, or you do it a lot because, you know, in the future that it might not happen again, like something that you guys always do?
It's crazy. I would say like the end of the day, you know, when we just sitting around watching TV and they just want to come get up under you or sit in your lap, you know, and all that. I would say that's something that I try to cherish now, because, you know, once they get a little older, they're gonna be like, daddy, you know, get back, you know, all that. So
right.
I want to try to keep that up as much as possible, you know. It's not as easy as it was when you know, growing up, they can do that every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
But when different things change and stuff happens, you know what I'm saying? When you get them, it's like, okay, I can still do that. You know what I'm saying? It means more because it's not an everyday thing now. So, yeah.
Right. And they will always love their daddy. They'll always be daddy's girl. Do you think they're more of a daddy's girl or a mommy's girl?
Ooh. You know, it's easy for me to say daddy's girl, but
right?
I would say my oldest, of course, definitely, absolutely, daddy's girl. My youngest, you know, she would be daddy's girl when she know how to turn it on and off. But I believe she's a mama.
That's
mama
smart.
Girl, so.
Real smart. I like that. you gotta level both playing fields. You gotta use it to your advantage. You know. On both sides.
Yeah.
I love that. I might check that up. I might learn a little bit of something from her. But how does it feel? That was a great answer, by the way. So how does it feel spending, you know, that quality time with them, you know, knowing they're going to get older? What is one thing that you instill in them about, well, I would say first about finances. You know, y'all go out a lot. You're spending a lot of money. I know Mr. T. Smiley, you know, he's rich over there. But, you know, when you, like, let's say, you know, you go out and you do something, you know, big or, you know, because we've been, you know, shut down due to the pandemic. You know, people are getting out now, you know, daddy-daughter dates or, you know, a lot of people, you know, spending, you know, a lot of daddy-daughter, spending a lot of time having daddy-daughter dates. You know, it's the summertime. You might be going to the pool. So when you're spending that money, you know, on your girls, you know, spoiling them or whatever, what is one thing you talk to them about, you know, finances?
Oh, that's a good one. I really just when I, you know, take them to the store and buy them stuff, you know, I always tell them because every time I get them, they always saying, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here. And I'm like, okay, listen, just because we got it, you know, and just because you've been holding on to it for a long time, that doesn't mean we go one place and you spin it up. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, you know, buy one or two things, but always remember not to just spend your money on things you see, on stuff you want versus stuff that you need, you know? And I think by their ages being 8 and 6, I believe they understand, you know, even the tough times. Say, for instance, if I, like, listen, daddy ain't got it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna go home, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. You know, they understand, you know, they understand, you know, they understand bills, they understand all that other stuff. So, you know, it's just amazing for them to understand at an early age, but at the same time understand and still be able to adjust. So.
Right. That's awesome. And that's really good that, you know, you're real with them saying like, hey, you know, daddy ain't got it right now, but you always give them an alternative. You don't completely shut down that quality time with them. It's just like,
right,
dad still sees us as a priority. And,
yeah,
you know, I was going
to say, We don't have to go out to have a
right,
good time.
Right, exactly.
We don't have to go spend money to have a good time. Listen,
good time.
We can go right outside and I can show y'all how to skip a rock across some water.
That's a good skill. I still don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
That is a good skill. And it's fun, too.
Yeah, it is.
It is very fun. What is one thing that you instill in them about, you know, school, about grades, about, you know, higher education, about college, or, you know, their
wow,
high school? Are they in middle school or are they still in elementary?
So, she's going to the third grade, and then my youngest, she's going to the first. So, you know, that's real young. You know what I mean? They're just beginning. So,
what a precious age.
Yeah. So, let's see. Really, in school, you know, I tell you what, during this pandemic, it made us see the adults and the kids. It made us see, you know, school totally different than what we've seen when we were growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to deal with, you know, technology that we haven't even had to deal with. And we all had to learn it at the same time and they was at home. You know, they didn't get the experience of being in school during the pandemic and everything. I mean, it's still pandemic now, but, you know, when it first happened. So just adjusting from school to home, I think my main thing was wanting them to focus and pay attention and ask questions. That's one thing I always tell them to do, you know, because if they don't, you know, it's just sitting there like you're just in there making friends, but then it's time to move on to another grade, you know. You stand back and your friends moving on, you know. So I have a backstory behind that. So my biggest thing is, you know, just that, you know, stay focused, you know, make sure you get your work done. Don't be in school playing and all that stuff when it ain't time to play, you know what I'm saying? Because you'll end up failing, you know. And so that was a personal experience of mine. It took me many years to even talk about that. But, you know, I tell anybody, you know what I'm saying, get your education, you know, do what you gotta do to better yourself. So when you get older, you know what I mean? Like life won't be hard.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be easy because you have the education. So.
Right. Education is key. It's very important. Thank you so much for sharing that story. That was amazing. That was absolutely awesome. So next question is how, and this, you know, I know this might be a heavy question, but how does it feel being a Black father to young Black girls?
Well, how does it feel being a Black father to young Black girls? You know, it feels powerful because, or it feels like you have the light or the key, you know what I mean? Basically meaning, you know, we lead by example, you know, we have a protective mindset, you know what I mean? And seeing something that doesn't represent us from another, you know, Black person, we have to show our girls that, you know, everybody ain't like that, you know.
Right.
Every guy ain't like that. But you have to watch, you know what I'm saying? You have to watch and pay attention to that character. So
absolutely. That's a good answer. So with the Breonna Taylor incident and other Black Lives Matter movements behind young Black girls and, you know, just Black women in general, what is the conversation you have about, or how did that conversation change with Breonna Taylor and, you know, the other young and young Black girls and Black women in the movement? Like, did you have a talk about race with your girls and, you know, what to do if you're encountered with the police? Because, you know, most Black fathers or Black parents, they have that conversation with their young boys, but do you, I don't know if they're too young, but did you have that conversation with your girls?
The Breonna Taylor, that with them is just, you know, kind of giving it to them as they can take it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of mostly breaking it down to them, just by simply saying, you know, she didn't do anything wrong and she ended up getting killed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do, so, you know, what people do is just, you know, what you call it, like.
It was just evil.
Yeah, it was just bad. But, you know, what people do is they celebrate, you know, her life and stuff like that. That need the spotlight shined on them, you know what I mean? So that being that, yeah, no, I don't really talk to them about that because, you know, it's, you know, they're young, but, you know,
right.
It's just, yeah. But they understand, you know, hey, listen, if I get pulled over, you know what I'm saying, y'all just know we, you know, that ain't gonna be okay. You know, we just gotta do what they say and just listen, you know, make sure your hands and stuff is where they can see it, even, you know, don't make no sudden moves, all that. So, yeah, just talk, have a conversation. You know?
Right. Because that's just the most important thing, just having a conversation with your girls. And I'm glad, you know, you had that you know, that age-appropriate conversation with them. You didn't shy away from it, but you still explained it to where they could understand it. That's absolutely, absolutely awesome. So going back to my previous question about what you instilled in your girls, is there any relationship skills, not obviously when it comes to boys, but when it comes to friendships, is there anything that you've instilled to them, you know, about just having relationships with their friends And also when they get older, when, you know, it comes around that time when they middle day boys, what is something that you will instill in them? And I know you probably haven't thought about it. You don't want to, not in the future or not in the near future, any future.
I tell you that what I was still in them relationship was they not getting married to like 30, 40.
Oh, God.
I'm just playing. We don't talk about that. But no, as far as you know, just friendships and stuff like that, you know, I just tell them they, you know, just have fun, you know, be nice, you know what I mean? Treat them like you want to be treated, you know, don't be mean to them or, you know, don't be, you know, hitting each other, stuff like that. And it, even if y'all aren't playing, you know, it could lead to something else. So, honestly, that's it. I just talked to them about that because, right, we're not talking about relationships or nothing
right.
like that, you know,
exactly.
right now. So, I mean, I know that's something I have to look for later on down the road, but, you know, right now it's just, you know, make sure you're nice to your friends, you know, and things like that, so.
Right, that's good. Good job, Mr. Chief. What is one thing that you notice in your girls that they get from you? You're like, ooh, I see that, and I see me. It's like a mirror.
I would say definitely the attitude.
Oh, Lord.
They're just real goofy. They goofy. They say stuff off the wall, and it's just like, like, why would you say that? But then I'd
like,
be like,
what?
I'd say that same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I know that, you know, they are little. And what is some features that you notice about them? It's like, ooh, they got my forehead, or they got my feet, they got my shoulders, or something like that.
Well, you know, I would say, they both have their days where it's like, maybe if they wear their hair a certain way or do something, you know, they look like me. They look exactly like me. Addie with the nose and the eyes. They're both with the eyes and I guess the eyebrows. They just look like me.
Oh.
I mean, I don't even know how. I put pictures up online and everybody be like, they look just like you. So, I mean.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, especially, you know what? And speaking of hair, do you know how to do their hair? If you do their hair, has there been any instance where it's like one ponytail's over here, they got a puff ball on the side,
yep.
you know,
yep.
the ears all scratched up because, you know, the brush, you know, because I remember one time my dad was doing my hair and it was atrocious and I had to go to school looking like that. I was like, you know what, maybe a fro today. Maybe I'm just going to throw it out. It was bad. So I know you have an instance. Well, I mean, maybe it might not be both of your girls, but if you do, please share.
Yeah, both of them. Like if they getting their hair done, put it like this. If it's just the regular old day and they get their hair in the ponytail or whatever, and they come and they go to sleep, and they wake up the next day, like, I had to look at their hair and be like, man, like, I got to try to do something. And I'll be like, what your mom put on here? Or, you know, what they normally do, like, how you make it wet? How you get it low? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
So I know I did my baby girl like that. And she, you know, she was like, Dad, it don't look good. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, I'm trying, you know what I'm saying? So honestly now, you know, if they get their hair done now, they mostly try to get braids because they can put them still whatever now. They do their own hair sometimes, so it's kind of like, wow, I don't have to do it no more. So they try to come with braids a lot, so it's easy for me to just do something. So
their own hair at first and third grade, I need to learn something from them because I was getting perms still. Ooh,
yeah, they get those braids in, and then they can put them in different hairstyle braid styles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just sit back and look at them like, wow.
Is there an instance where you did their hair and, like, they had to go to school or an important event and you're like, I know this doesn't look good, but we just going to have to go out the door because, you know, let's say we're already running late or we got to get somewhere and, like, their head was all over their hair.
Yeah.
was all over their head?
a couple times on a, you know, on a Saturday, Sunday morning, you know what I'm saying, when I was going to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I try to rush it, you know what I'm saying? So when we get to the church, they'd be like, tell her to come here so I can fix that. Yeah, fix that real quick. Fix that. I tried at the house. It didn't work. So,
if
you can fix that for me. Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Not them showing up to the church house with their hair all over their head.
You know, at least it was family folks, so they knew. They just laughed at me. They just laughed at me and was like, come here, baby. Let me fix that. So.
Oh, my goodness, that is funny. Yeah, black girls in our hair, we take it very seriously, especially when they're little. It's like, it has to be right. It has to be tight. You know, you might even have to do the edges. Have you ever done the edges? The little swoop?
Oh, yeah, I try. You
got to get the right edge control.
It probably swooped a little bit until we went outside, and then it was like, I don't know.
It's an art to the swoops. Shout out to all the girl dads that know how to do the baby hairs. I'm still learning how to do the little swoops on mine. I just do one big swoop and it stays. If I do too many swoops, it gets all puffy. But yeah, that's good. At least you're trying. The effort, the A is, you know, A is for effort. A is for effort.
Okay.
So what is your advice for another black father or a soon-to-be father right now, you know, just in this climate? What would be any advice that you would give them?
Oh, that's having a kid or a girl.
Let's say both. Let's say having a new father, a new black father, and then, you know, a girl dad.
Well, I'll speak on the girl dad. So, I would say, you know, if you're used to being hard. In a sense, you know, tight, overly protective, all that, you know, I would say having a girl would definitely teach you a lot. And I think the number one thing it would teach you is like patience, you know what I mean? Because I was very, you know, tight on, you know, not being patient enough. And having a girl makes you humble all the way down, because it's like, mm-hmm. Oh man, you have to understand so many emotions, and it's crazy, you know what I mean? Like, I just cry for no reason. It's like, well, what's going on? You know?
You alright?
Yeah, and if you're used to fussing or all that, you know, it breaks that down too as well, because you know, you find out that, you know, if you fuss, you ain't getting nothing out of them anyway. So you might want to just talk to them. Soft and, you know, easy and slow, and, you know, give them time to express the feeling. So I would just say patience is key. Patience is definitely key in having being a girl dad, you know. And then sometimes you have to sacrifice, compromise, and get your hand down there and let them paint your fingernails and get glitter all over. I'm just speaking personal experiences that it's happened to me. It happened to me. I'm talking about like
your nails,
like nail polish, glitter, which I hate. You know, by the time I got done, it was all over my hands. So, but yeah, sometimes you have to get down and do a tea party or, you know, whatever the case may be. And it's just, it's a cool experience. You know, that's for the girly girlies,
mm-hmm.
You know, for the ones that's very into sports, you know, it's like outside day at the park, you know, doing different stuff in sports and stuff. Patience is key. I tell anybody patience.
That's some good advice, very sound advice. So last question, what is the biggest lesson you've learned from being, you know, raising your two daughters, and what is the biggest lesson you want them to learn from you?
Wow. Biggest lesson I've learned is...
You're good. Take your time.
I would say like responsibility, self-care, self-action, just being available and just trying to be a better you from the day before.
Mm.
And so what I want them to learn from me is for them to be able to love themselves, you know, be respectful, you know, and just keep your head on straight, you know what I mean? If they want something in life, you know, I want them to know they have to work hard and do their very best so they can be able to have that life that they want. So,
yep. That's great advice. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Smiley. This has been an amazing interview. Let's give him a round of applause. I don't even hear y'all, but y'all better give him a round of applause. That was amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all that sound advice. We've learned so much about you. I know, you know, you love being a girl dad. Lastly, would you just plug your radio show and all your social medias? We would love to get to know you even more, even see your little girls. That would be awesome. So go ahead and plug yourself.
Cool. All right. So this is T Smiley right here on We Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. I do have a show. I have a show on Saturdays, the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley and my caveman that comes on, and we just have great conversations. Kind of a men's show. It's from 10 a.m. It starts 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We do an hour show. We do have guests. We have interview people. I think the last one I did was Mr. Titus Showers, gospel artist. Y'all go check him out as well. He's real nice. He has a song called We Need You, and it's absolutely amazing. You can catch me on IG, T Smiley Productions. I'm sorry, T Smiley Productions on IG. Hit me up on there. You'll see a lot of pictures, a lot of videos. You know what I'm saying? You'll see my daughters in there. So,
being a great girl dad.
Yeah. So, that's T Smiley. Check me out Saturdays 10 a.m. Central Standard Time.
And y'all make sure y'all follow him on IG at T Smiley Productions. Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. T. Smiley. I'm going to let you, you know, get on with your day, be with your girls. You have an amazing Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you. Thank you so much for being an amazing Black father, because, you know, the devil is trying, and the weapons, you know, the weapons are forming. It's crazy out here, but you are doing an amazing job. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day and, you know, just having a conversation with me about being an amazing girl dad. Thank you so much.
Listen, before we leave, I want to thank you and congratulate you on your show, this show.
Thank you.
This brand new show. What was it? Tell me the title of the show again.
Friday Night Hype with DB. It's on Fridays at 7 p.m.
Nice. That's what's up. Right here on We Talk Radio.
Yes. Thank you again. Y'all have a great day. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. Hello. Juneteenth. Yes, this Saturday. We are so excited. We'll check out your radio show, Cave Radio Show, 10 a.m. Saturday, Central Standard Time. Thank you so much. Y'all have a blessed day. Peace out.
Eastside Funk is where I stay. We ball and parlay, glisten with a glaze. Step up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees, even in the shade. G.I. Lee ain't got a dismay. I threw a mew on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like JJ, well, what can I say? I ain't a crook, but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man. Cause I'm the man. And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble, cause I'm the man. As a feather and as smooth as silk. And what I can do for you is better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girls be all at my pad, role playing and shit. And I be spanking their ass. It happened so fast that she couldn't react. She got black Mac attacks and she ain't turning back. My nuts just touch the floor the way she swing on my sack. And I know that haters wanna beat me down. Lay some cashes with some K's, but I'm the king with my crime. I scatter, batter, and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown. Cause I'm the main. And if you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind the biz, cause I'm the main.
Wow.
welcome back to the Cave Radio Show on We Talk Radio. We have a special guest here, one of Mr. T. Smiley's daughters, Addison. How are you, Addison?
Good.
Good, good, good. Well, I'm going to ask you a few questions about your dad. Is that okay?
Yep.
Okay, so can you tell me the favorite thing about your dad?
Silly.
Silly. Why is he silly?
Because he always tries to do some jokes, but they don't really turn out very well.
Nah, that sounds about right. Okay, if there was one place in the world you'd go with your dad, where would you want to go right now? Why do you want to go to Hollywood?
Fun.
Why is it fun?
Because I've seen lots of, like, musician people and actors there.
What's so fun about these actors and musicians?
Because my favorite movie from Netflix is Julian the Phantoms, and they have her in Hollywood.
Why is that your favorite show?
Because I like their singing and stuff.
What do they sing?
They sing rock music and stuff.
What other rock music?
I don't like a band. They like a band.
What's the band called?
Julian the Phantoms.
Why is it called that?
Because one time the people died from street dogs and they were named Phantom somehow. No. Something. They were called something in the Phantoms. Something could have left it. And so Julie, her friend named her band, but she had to put Julie's name in the, because Julie was the only person who could see them.
Thank you, Addison. Thank you so much. Before we come out of this show, we're going to have Addison do a prayer for us.
Thank you for coming. And we wish you a very safe, happy Father's Day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Make sure you guys tune in at 2 p.m. today, the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. We cannot wait to see you guys there. All right. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. And happy Father's Day to all of the incredible men out there. We just want to let you know that we love you so very much. We're here to love, support, and all that good stuff. And we're going to most likely buy you something to eat or, you know, cook you something to eat. I'm sure those ladies is getting it ready out there. Again, thank you all so much for tuning in to the incredible and amazing Cave Radio Show right Woo! Here on We Talk Radio.
What has been happening? So many walk around with their heads down, and children play like they're unhappy. For all the broken glass at their playground, tell me how we clean up this thing, my brother. It's been going on and on way too long.
Keep up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.